USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed a series of executive orders aimed at extending enhanced unemployment benefits, discouraging evictions, and deferring the payroll tax cut. As far as when Americans can expect to see those unemployment benefits, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says,
"So we hope to see it quickly and close to immediately. I don't have an exact readout for you on time, but a lot of this will depend on states and them applying, because as you know, it's 75% federal government covering and 25% the states, and they can use CARES funding or even existing unemployment funds for that $100. But it will require an application process."
After a night of looting and property damage in downtown Chicago, Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says judges need to step up and be responsible and hold criminals to account. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of that energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker will be appearing in court this week to explain why he should not be held in contempt of court for continuing to order executive orders in response to the COVID-19 pandemic after a judge ruled last month that he cannot extend the disaster proclamations beyond 30 days. Pritzker says he's doing what he can to help his state to slow the spread during the coronavirus pandemic. And as far as people not obeying the mask mandate in Illinois, Pritzker says,
"Imagine if someone could walk into a restaurant, light a cigarette, blow smoke in your face, and all the smoker had to say is, 'Well, it's my choice.'"
A new study out from the Guttmacher Institute says couples are putting off having children because of the coronavirus pandemic. The study says about one-third of women say they're delaying pregnancy or want fewer children because of COVID-19. What that means is 500,000 fewer births in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, under the executive order that President Trump signed on Saturday, unemployed workers will receive an extra $400 in weekly supplemental payments from the federal government. Republican Congressman from Florida, Michael Waltz, is not a big fan of the extra unemployment, but he does say if it is approved and people do receive it, they should have to do community service.
"I have real issue with this federal supplement on top of state unemployment that already exists. My position was, though, if we are going to do it, which I have real concerns about the spending, but if we are going to, the taxpayer should get something back for it. They should get some type of service that gives back to the nation, gives back to their fellow taxpayer. And meanwhile, you get a lot of goodness from that for the individual. You get leadership, followership, teamwork. It's really getting back to the kind of mentality that we had in the days of the draft. You also did it with people that don't look like you. So I think the point is the taxpayer should get something for that money that we're dropping into accounts for people that are otherwise sitting at home."
Commissioners of the Power Five college football conferences held an emergency meeting on Sunday as there is growing concern among college athletic officials that the upcoming college football season and other fall sports can't be played due to the coronavirus pandemic. A decision is expected in the next 72 hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.